lot today about what went wrong with the run defense Sunday. He said the Vikings were probably watching that tape thinking they're going to run it 65 times this week. You know, what do you think about that? What happened and what do you need to fix?
Well, a lot happened, but to put it plainly, we missed a lot of our gaps and got really, you know, we had bad fundamentals going into it. And really, it was all on us. You know, if this type of defense, if one person is out of their gap, gets split, you know, and it gets split in a hurry. There were times when we had multiple people out of our gaps, and that's, if you can imagine, you know, not a good situation to be in. So, you know, it's dialing back to the basics, and I think we've done a good job. The tempo of practice has been really good. And, you know, we've taken, you know, first and foremost, you have to stop the run in this league. And we understand that. And we've taken those run downs in practice and those run periods in practice seriously, you know, and gotten back to what we do. And, you know, that's you know, how we're preparing. It's been a good week.
It seemed like a lot of the problem on Sunday was just the tackles. At this point in the season, how do you correct those things? Because I don't think you probably have a lot of time during practice to actually practice tackles.
I think a lot of it is angles. The effort's there, man. It's, you know, you see guys run to the ball, but, you know, we've got to have angles. We've got to have gang tackling. And, you know, when you shoot your gun, you gotta hit, you know, and you can't miss. You know, we're at this point in the season where, you know, you're going up against these guys and your body might feel a certain way or whatever, but you have no excuses at this point, you know, and we understand that. We've worked a lot on tackling. We have really this whole time. So, you know, it's obviously a point of emphasis from the past two games. It's something we definitely are correcting.
In this first three games, you guys never really trailed. Does this defense play differently
than when you need to play from behind as opposed to on our own? No, I think it's a matter of stopping the run. You look at these past two games, if you don't stop the run, you see the type of momentum offense has. It keeps them off the field. They convert third downs. You know, they get in good situations. If we stop the run, our defense, that's what our defense is meant to do. Our defense is meant to pass rush, you know, stop the run and then let your D-line eat. I say that all the time, but that's the way it is, you know. And when your D-line, you give them the ability to just go and do what they get paid to do, you know, it takes the pressure off of everybody, and our defense is running the way it does and the way it's supposed to. So, you know, first things first, stop the run, and everything follows.
You were obviously one of the biggest advocates for Sam when he was here. Are you excited about how well he's playing? Are you excited about seeing him again?
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, the main thing that, as a friend, you know, when I knew that the trade was going down, I wanted to know what situation he was going to, you know, because beyond football, you know, he's obviously my friend first. So I wanted to make sure, you know, I wanted to know if he was going to a good situation where he could go and compete. And then not only did he get to go to a team like Minnesota, but I know Coach Shermer's there. Him and Coach Shermer had a great relationship. He was even actually at Sam's wedding. So, you know, so him being able to go there, have somebody he knows, and then go to a team that I feel like fits him, fits his demeanor. You know, I don't know if there's a lot of media guys in Minnesota, so I think that's right up Sam's alley. So, you know, I guess I was happy to see him go to that situation. And, of course, I'm excited to see him when he comes back.
Had such a great chemistry. And I know you're a big fan of Carson, but it seemed like you and Sam by maybe week 9 last year, week 8 or 9, really had something special going. Looking back at that, was that unique? I know you've had different quarterbacks really every year in your life. Did you guys have something special that you haven't had with anyone else?
You know, I don't want to dwell on it too long because obviously, like you said, you know, I'm playing with Carson now, so that's where, you know, my main focus is I'm trying to build, you know, continue to build our chemistry. But, you know, like I said, I think the biggest thing with Sam is it's undeniable that his accuracy is at the top of the league. You know, people can say whatever they want. They can write whatever article they want about his play. But at the end of the day, when he's on the field, he puts the ball where it has to be. And, you know, if you would have told somebody that he was going to Minnesota Vikings and asked who was going to be their best player, you know, you would have thought maybe AP. Might have thought Diggs, you might have thought all these other people, Harrison Smith, but the guy who is the focal point of that team right now is Sam. And Sam's the reason why they're going where they're going right now. So, you know, he has the ability to make a lot of receivers look good. And so my biggest thing was, you know, us building a relationship to where I was like, okay, where do you want me to be? What's the timing? Things like that. And then I had enough time really to actually go through that with him. So once we were able to build that, it was really easy because he could put the ball where it had to be.
I mean, when you look at your career, you had, what, 8 games with Nick, I think 10 games with Sanchez, 14 games with Sam, and now 5 games with Carson. Do you think that's held you back that you really haven't had a guy for more than 14 games, you know, in your career?
I don't like to say the word held me back. I played with great guys. You know, it'd be one thing, one of those quarterbacks, you know, wasn't a quarterback who could play in the NFL or was extremely competitive, you know. So I've been fortunate to have, you know, a lot of good quarterbacks. You know, obviously there is, you know, a process of always changing that you have to kind of work through. But at the end of the day, too, you know, still as a receiver's job, I just got to go out there and make plays. So, you know, I'm fortunate, you know, to have been with all those guys. I think it's made me, you know, the receiver that I am now. And obviously having Carson here, who I know is going to be here for a long time, I think just going through that for so long helped me to this point. And I think it's going to help me continuing to go on with him.
Since you practiced against Sam, Sam practiced against you, is there any advantage for either side of the ball? Does it really cancel out?
You watch some film. Obviously you have a good feel for, you know, what Sam does well at and some things that hopefully we could try to take advantage of. You know, I think he knows what we do. We know kind of how he is. I think it, at the end of the day, it kind of balances out.
Jordan Nix.
Do you know that this game's going to build as Carson versus Sam? How do you think it will weigh on both of them?
I know both of their demeanors. I think Carson doesn't care, and I think Sam cares even less. So, to be honest, I don't think it's anything that they're really worried about. I've been around both of them, like, to be honest. Like, they would want to answer at least questions about each other as possible. Y'all can probably tell by their answers. So, they just want to go out and play. Even when Carson came, you know, that was the ultimate, you know, in – okay, let's try and see if something happens with this friction. And there was still no friction in the building when Sam and Carson were here. That's just the type of guys they are. So both of them get to be the captains of their ships on two teams that are really, like, competing in this league. I think the last thing they're worried about is each other or any of the outside stuff. They're worried about each other's offense and going in competing. Like I said, I'm here with 11 every day, and I know he's getting ready. He's excited to be able to come back and play in the link after a couple road games. So, you know, we're excited to go out there and try and get a win.
Are you to reaching that level with Carson now? Do you feel like that you were at with Sam by the end of last year?
You know, it's hard to say because obviously more games. You know, we're still, you know, early on, and but at the same time, like I said, Carson is a beast. You know, I could talk all day about, you know, his talent and things that he's able to do and things that he's able to bring. But I mean, you guys watch the games. I mean, there's plays that he's making with his arm. That it's just like the ball's falling in our laps. I mean, the ball's where it has to be. And then not only can he make plays, you know, obviously from the pocket, but his ability to move around too and make plays for us on the run is going to be huge moving forward too, especially being a guy who sometimes when I go into the slot, I'm like the third, fourth option. When a quarterback can move around, that helps a lot because he can buy time and find his, you know, second, third option. So I think it's going to continue to build. I'm really excited about where me and Carson are going to go as well as all the other receivers and tight ends.
Jordan Hicks, I'm sorry. Yes. This is hard. Jim talked today about the linebackers in particular shouldering too many blocks last week.
Yeah.
How is that bad, and how do you not do that?
Well, the offensive linemen ultimately want, you know, as much surface as they can possibly grab onto. That's their goal. They want to go one for one, put a hat on a hat, and roll from there. But, you know, it's on us to not get in that situation. We work using your hat and hands, ripping off of blocks. When you give a shoulder, you know, they're just going to lean into you and just absorb you, you know, at the end of the day and hold you, technically. And, you know, you don't get holding calls. So it's the way it is. And it's linebackers' jobs. We get paid to do. Get off a block, go make a tackle.
Jordan Matthews, DGB, it's been getting increasingly more snaps. What does it do for an offense for you guys when he's out on the field more, and maybe even for you specifically having him out there?
I think it helps. I mean, I think, you know, all the guys have been, you know, progressing and playing better. I think, you know, Nelson did some really good things for us in that last game. I think, you know, the more we can get everybody out there and doing different things, the more ability our third down percentage can go up. You know, that's one area that we've been stressing. Like, we got to do better on third down, and we got to score more touchdowns in the red zone. You know, and so having DGB in there, you know, gives us that element on third down. He can help us out with that, and especially in the red zone. So I'm excited to see, you know, his package continue to grow and be able to get more plays.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.